Strum, drum, 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 strum, drum. All right, how is everyone doing? Welcome along to another episode of the podcast, first one 2019, with me, Dave Donoghue, and
me, Evan Craddock.
Abe, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about New Year's resolutions and why it is that we have to do them in the new year. Why can't we do them all year round?
Everyday resolutions.
Yeah, everyday resolutions, daily disciplines. We're not really having a gripe about New Year's resolutions. We're just saying to tread carefully, I suppose. Is that it? Because it's a lot of people have the same list at the start of the year, you know, save more money, lose more weight, get fitter, be nicer to my family, etc., etc., etc.
They're all vague. They're good, but they're vague.
Good and vague, yeah. Exactly. And the other thing about them is that there shouldn't be this spike in interest in January. I mean, it's kind of a funny thing. So spikes in interest are dangerous. Maintenance of enthusiasm is kind of what you're looking for all year round, if you can. So whatever level you're comfortable with doing, if you can only do 10 minutes exercise every day, if that's all you can manage, you should be looking to do that every day. Not like joining a spin class for 3 weeks in January and then never exercising until next January. Not exactly something that you want to be looking for. So the reason we're going through it in the podcast is the same with music. There's no point listening to, I say, oh, I'm going to listen to Led Zeppelin 4 and going to learn all the classic albums, and you listen to Led Zeppelin 4 for January and then you just go back to listen to talk shows on the radio for the rest of the year. Not maintenance of daily disciplines of like, because you are going to be what you do every day. You're not going to be what you do in January. It's not going to make any difference.
Yeah, that's sowing the seeds. January, yeah. Like, I don't know, what's that quote in my planner? It's like, don't judge your progress on what you've reaped, judge it on the quality of the seeds you've sown. So what you sow in January in terms of practice, in terms of fitness, whatever it is, that will only really come to fruition as the year goes on. Expecting immediate results doesn't really happen. And yeah, New Year's resolutions, like, what always got me about them, I remember about 10 years ago I'd set one and I'd be like, 1st of January now, this is it. And but there'd be a bit of a problem. I'd go out for a few pints on New Year's Eve. It's kind of hard to start off with the whole New Year's resolutions steady on January 1st, like,
yeah,
after a night out. But even no matter what age you're, or no matter what you're doing or whatever, definitely it's about daily disciplines. It's about getting clear and having a structure. Like all the talk in New Year's resolutions, I'd see the talk every year, but I don't see any guides on what's the best way to set a New Year's resolution. Like, resolution implies that you're going to stick to it. You know, yeah. That's the problem. And then since it's, and New Year's implies it, you're resolving or you're setting a resolution to do this thing for the entire new year. And next thing on January 7th, if you miss your day at the gym or you don't practice, all of a sudden it can go, I was meant to do that all this year. No, I didn't. And that's it.
Yeah,
that's dangerous.
Yeah, that's like what Tony Robbins has this thing called the success cycle, do you know it? Where it's like your ability is the first thing on the chain, and then the work you do is the next thing, feeds into your results, and then your results feed your belief, and then your belief feeds back to your ability.
Brilliant. Yeah.
So that's exactly what's going on there. So you're a super able person, and you decide at the start of the year, I'm going to get fit. So at what point, like, do you test yourself on January 31st the following year, or do you test yourself weekly or monthly, or how do you know when you're fit? Like, that's what we're talking about, the vagueness. So then you might miss a couple of sessions in the gym, so the work is affected there, or you decided that you can't do it, or you have a busy week and you can't manage your gym sessions, so your work is gone there, so that feeds back into your results, where you mightn't have lost the amount of weight, you mightn't look the way you want. That's usually how people quantify fitness anyway. Like, how do I look? Do I look fit? Sure, I mean,
you have somebody who looks really muscly, but they could be unhealthy.
Yeah, or just like, even if you just want to look muscly, yeah, that mightn't even be fitness. That just might be like going on a water fast for 3 months, you know. There's ways and means. But it's not really what you want. You have to decide what you want. But anyway, once you get into the results phase, then that's the one that feeds back into your belief. And then you start saying, oh, I'm not able to do it. I can't do my resolutions. I'm a bad person. Da-da-da. That didn't work for me. Probably won't work again next year. I can't do this. I can't do that. And you have a very you're developing a very negative image of yourself there. Plus, the only thing I'd say is, if you're going to start on January 1st, like, you need to start in November, prepping the shagging year. Like, I mean, it's going to take a long time.
If this is like planning an entire year, but if it's a little habit, perhaps a bit earlier is okay.
Yeah. But I mean, if it's a whole, like, I'm going to get fit. I mean, yeah. You want to find out, like, what you're going to do. Like, you need to be buying equipment. Anyway, that's just me. Buying, like, making sure you have the right runners for running. You know, all that stuff has to be done. So on January 1st, you can say, yes, here I go. Finally there. The only one thing I would say that worked well for me was I gave up the habit of smoking, believe it or not. I used to smoke.
How many years ago was that then?
2012. January 1st, 2012. 6 years. Now, I was on and off smoker. Oh, I gave up smoking like 25 times. It was very easy. But I really gave up smoking on January 1st 1 year. January is always a good time for me. But I suppose the difference between myself and other people is I will actually be looking ahead. And I usually do a little bit of prep in December, November, so that when January 1st does come, I'm ready to roll.
Nice. Yeah, for me, I set loads of resolutions and then I stopped. Because it depends on people's patterns. For me, the pattern was, if I missed a day, I threw the whole thing out the bus, we'd say. I was like,
yeah,
that's it now, that's the new year done. Of course, it's like, what's that example speakers use? It's like, do you know, an airplane goes off course, I don't know how many times during the course of the flight, it's the pilot's job just to keep it back on track.
Yeah.
And you go off course at times, but the thing is, it's just a good idea to get yourself back on track, learn from how you got off track. Like, that's a good coaching question. It's like, first of all, what will you do to stay on track? And what happens if you go off track?
Yeah.
Because if you know what happens and how to get back on track, you're creating a new capability there to get back into it.
Yeah.
Like practicing and stuff. We should rename this to a fitness podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
What would that be? Squat and
musical
run.
Fitness. Squat and run. But yeah, I suppose going back to one of the first things you said in the podcast, though, it's very important that you know where the track is,
yeah,
or if you are on track
and like, where is
why,
it going?
Yeah, what is the goal? Like, I think that's the
knowing
most,
your why.
The why is a very important. All right, what are the reasons for doing stuff? But yeah, I suppose to bring it into a music context, like, music is quite vague. I suppose if you want to say, I'm going to be able to do 25 push-ups, or I'm going to be able to run for 25 minutes continuously without stopping. You can quantify numbers with fitness quite easily. You can quantify numbers with music as well, but you just need to have a teacher or an instructor or have done a good bit of research yourself. And like, you're going to have some kind of book or program, or maybe be on an app like Drumeo that you can follow on.
A good influence.
A good influence is very important, yeah. Maybe like a good mentor or a good online or locally or whoever you can find, because you need to try and quantify progress. That's one of the biggest problems with music and music practice, is that people end up just jamming and jamming around in circles. You might get to learn something that you like the rock beat and the fill, and you can just get stuck in a loop doing that.
Yeah.
So even though you're doing 25 minutes practice a day, if it's the same thing, you're not spiraling upwards as quickly as it could be. So if you're setting the resolution of, oh, I'm gonna get good on drums this year, what the hell does that mean? What does that mean?
It's a nice intention, it just needs to be more precise.
You've got to be precise. You've got to have at least one specific goal, at least one.
Yeah, which usually involves numbers. Like,
yeah.
What's that saying? Jim Rohn has it again. You can't master what you don't measure. Or you can't master what you can't measure.
Yeah.
Like, BPMs are good for speed.
Yeah.
But then there are elements of music that gets a bit wishy-washy in terms of, like, somebody could be playing it something at a high BPM, but then it comes down to perhaps subjectivity of going, well, is the technique fully there?
Whose
perception is it there?
And tone.
Tone
is so important. And as well as that, like we were saying in one of our earlier podcasts, like with the goal setting, you need to decide what it is that you want, from
the
music. Because if you say, oh, I'm just going to get good at music, like, I don't know if, no offense to, I don't know, who's the doom, is that Depeche Mode?
Oh, shut up, I'm not a fan of that song.
But I
sorry
mean,
to any Depeche Mode song, and I know you play it.
No, it's, but I mean, if you look at the difference between Chopin and the keyboard player in Depeche Mode, I mean, there's a world of difference there. But I'm sure the keyboard player of Depeche Mode was delighted with himself. He's up there on stage with his keyboard, doing his thing every night, being adored by his fans, and maybe that's all he ever wanted out of his instrument. So for his version of I need to get good on the keyboard, and Chopin's version of I need to get good on the piano, it's going to be miles and miles apart. That's why you got to decide for yourself what he's good like.
And it's okay to change your mind.
And it's okay to change
if you get into metal and all of a sudden you listen to a Justin Timberlake song and you like it, that's okay.
Just don't tell your metal friends.
I'll finish it out with this. There was a time years ago in secondary school, and like, Joe, back then you wouldn't really let on, well, we wouldn't really let on if we're into a pop artist, and Joe Justin Timberlake, he's a girl like Joe. Next thing, one day came in the car where Rock Your Body came on, or Rock My Body, whatever it's called, and song came on, and this awkward moment, there's four of us in the car, it comes on just randomly on the radio, and in my head I go, oh, fucking, I love the tune, I won't tell the boys though. And one of the lads went to put his hand up to the radio to change the dial, and he stopped and he looked at me and he goes, not a bad tune. And I'm like, ah yeah, it's alright, like, you know, he's still a girl, like, you know. And the other two boys in the back then, and you see the heads going and going, yeah, that's all. And then by the end of the song it had elevated to, geez, that's a good song. I like Cry Me a River as well, you know, and I know it's too, like, but I fucking hate the rest of the stuff. Do you know, this escalation.
Yes.
But you know, it's okay to be into different types of music.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it's all about connection, and anything can connect with you.
100%.
Anything.
Will we wrap it there for today?
Yeah, so be careful with the New Year's resolutions. If you want to drop us a comment, and if anybody wants to ask for a strategy, especially when it comes to the area of music, a year-long strategy, or how you might quantify your practice, don't be afraid to get in touch with
100%.
Either myself or Dave.
Love to hear some questions, comments, otherwise. And we'll wrap it there for today. You can catch me on Facebook under The Guitar Coach, also on YouTube under The Guitar Coach.
And yeah, Facebook, Drumador Farmisha.
And Happy New Year. We'll catch you very soon.
See you laters.